Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hello, and welcome to the August session for the VI Talk Wellbeing. I've just realised I probably haven't said my name in the past, so my name is Pat Hudson, and I facilitate these wellbeing sessions. So we'll start, as always, with just a soft landing, just to bring ourselves into the moment, just to get us ready for the rest of the session. So if it feels comfortable for you, just finding that nice, comfortable position. Maybe beginning with a nice big inhale and a long, slow exhale. And you're welcome to close your eyes if you wish. And then just take another full deep inhale. And on the exhale, perhaps really feeling your body settle into the chair or into the floor, whatever surface you're on this evening or this afternoon or this morning, depending on when you're listening to the audio. And then simply allowing your breath to find its own natural rhythm. Allowing yourself to rest in this rhythm of the breath flowing in and of the breath flowing out. If you wish, you can perhaps experiment with placing your hand on your chest or your belly to really help you feel the in-breath and the out-breath. Just noticing the rising and the falling of the body as you breathe in and breathe out. Feeling the body expand with each inhale and release and settle with each exhale. And taking a moment to scan through your body, noticing what's here for you now in thought, in emotion, and in body sensation. Just being curious about your own internal weather pattern in this moment. Whatever it is, be it calm, variable, stormy, sunny, rainy, or something else. Just simply noticing whatever's arising with an attitude of kindness. And allowing yourself to label what is here for you in this moment. And as we come towards the end of this opening practice, just taking a full round of breath and then reacquainting yourself to the space that you're in. So we don't, or I don't, have a focus or a theme for this evening. I've gone a little bit old school. Well, old school for me anyway. So these are some meditations, or the three meditations for this evening are meditations that I've known for probably the last 7 or 8 years. I haven't shared them very often. I don't think I've shared them on the VI talk, well, not the recorded VI talk. I've probably shared it with when we weren't recording over the years, but I haven't shared them on the recorded VI talk sessions for well-being sessions anyway. So we're going to start with, excuse me, the moment you find space. So finding your comfortable position. Closing your eyes if that feels comfortable. And don't worry if you fall asleep in any of the meditations, that's perfectly fine. But just taking time to anchor yourself. If you're sitting in a chair, this will be through the soles of your feet in contact with the surface beneath them. And if you're lying down, this will be through the points of contact with the surface beneath you, anchoring you to the present moment. So start by sensing into your body and being aware of how it feels. If you wish, you can scan the whole body from top to toe for what you need. You may notice there's some tension in the shoulders or neck, or perhaps another part of the body. Maybe your tummy is a little bit butterfly-y today. Or maybe you notice that your jaw is holding tension in a subtle way. Whatever you notice in your body, it may be a signal to perhaps readjust your position. Or perhaps placing your hands on the area of tension. Feeling the connection of your loving hands on that part. Pouring in compassion, kindness, and support, whatever that part of your body needs. And being aware of your breath and how it feels to breathe into the body. Noticing the movement in your body on inhalation and exhalation, as we did with the opening practice. And you may enjoy deepening the breath a little to energize yourself, though you can also stay with your breath as it is if you wish. And as you breathe out, just let this relaxation of the out-breath travel throughout your body. be aware or start to become aware of the space around you. Space behind you, above you, in front of you, beneath you. Really sensing into the external space right now. And imagining having space all around you. Noticing the space within you that you're creating within you as you do this practice. Giving yourself space away from other distractions or anything else going on. Maybe you could imagine or think about other things that you would either do or would like to do to create space for yourself. Walking, journaling, Qigong, yoga, mindfulness, or painting. Anything you do to create space in and around you day to day. And you may like to offer yourself a friendly welcome into the space you're creating. Hello. Come in. Rest a while. You're welcome here. And bringing awareness now back to the breath and noticing how it feels now. Does it feel the same as the start of the practice? Or does it feel different? Not changing it in any way, but just noticing the breath. Becoming aware of how the body feels, scanning it, and just noticing whatever's arising. Does it feel the same as it did at the start of the practice, or does it feel different? Maybe niggles that you noticed at the start have now disappeared or reduced. And maybe they haven't. But simply allow yourself to feel whatever's arising whilst also acknowledging any change that might have taken place. And as we come towards the end of this practice, this moment you find a space practice with a warm and friendly smile, give thanks to yourself for taking time to yourself to be here during this practice. And as we come to the end of this practice, taking one final gentle inhale and exhale before lowering your chin to your chest and reacquainting yourself to the space that you're in. I'll just give you a couple of minutes of silence. If you want to, you can always make notes about how you felt about that, was anything that came up in that practice, or you can just sit in quiet reflection. This next practice is a lake meditation, and it's by an American doctor, Jon Kabat-Zinn, who is said to be one of the first Westerners to introduce mindfulness when he introduced it into a hospital that he was working at in Massachusetts in the US in the 70s. So, as with most meditations, this can be done in a lying or a sitting position. And just begin by paying attention to the sensations of contact and support from the surface beneath you. Noticing where your body is making contact. How your weight is distributed. Actually sensing into your body. Feeling your feet. Your legs, hips, lower and upper body, arms, shoulders, and your head. And start bringing awareness to breath as we have done with the previous two practices, just focusing on the actual physical sensations, feeling each breath as it comes in and goes out, letting the breath be just as it is. Without trying to change or regulate it in any way. And allowing it to flow easily and naturally with its own rhythm and pace. Knowing that you're breathing perfectly well right now. Nothing for you to do. And allowing a sense of being complete, whole, in this very moment. And just letting your breath be your breath. And as you rest here, letting an image form in your mind's eye of a lake, a body of water, large or small, held in a receptive basin by the earth itself. Noting in the mind's eye and your own heart that water likes to pool in low places. It seeks its own level, asks to be held, to be contained. And even if it doesn't come as a visual image, just allowing the sense of this lake and feeling its presence.
The lake you're invoking may be dark or shallow. It may be blue or green, muddy or clear. And with no wind, the surface will be flat, mirror-like, reflecting trees, rocks, sky, and cloud, holding everything in itself momentarily. Wind may come and stir up waves, causing their reflections to distort and disappear. But then sunlight may sparkle in the river's ripples and dance on the waves in a play of shimmering diamonds. And when night comes, it's the moon's turn to dance on the lake. Or when the surface is still, to be reflected in it along with the outline of the trees and shadows. In winter, the lake may freeze over, yet be teeming with movement and life below. And as you rest here, as you establish the image of the lake in your mind's eye, or if like me you can't visualize, just allowing the sense of the lake in your mind's eye, allowing yourself to bring it completely inside so that your being merges with the lake. Becomes one with it. So that all your energies in this moment are held in awareness with openness and compassion for yourself. In the same way as the lake's waters are held by the receptive and accepting basin of the earth itself. Breathing as the lake, feeling its body as your body, allowing your heart and your mind to be open and receptive, moment by moment, to reflect whatever comes near. And maybe you're experiencing moments of complete stillness when both reflection and water are completely clear. And maybe you're experiencing moments when the surface is disturbed, choppy, stirred up, reflections. And depth lost for the moment. And through it all, as you lie here or sit here, simply observing the play of the various energies of your own mind and heart. Fleeting thoughts and feelings, impulses and reactions, which come and go as ripples and waves, and just noticing their effects. Noticing the effects of your thoughts and feelings. Do they disturb the surface and clarity of the mind's lake? Do they muddy the waters? Is that okay with you? Isn't having a rippling or wavy surface part of being a lake? And might it be possible to identify not only with the surface of your lake, but with the entire body of water? So that you become stillness below the surface as well. Which at most experiences only gentle undulations, even when the surface is choppy and ragged. And in the same way, in your meditation practice, in your daily life, can you be in touch not only with the changing content and intensity of your thoughts and feelings, but also with the vast, unwavering reservoir of awareness itself, residing below the surface of your mind? And if you find this image of the lake to be of value to you, you may want to use it from time to time to deepen and enrich your meditation practice. You might also invite this lake image to empower you and guide your actions in the world as you move through the unfolding of each day, carrying this vast reservoir of mindfulness within your heart. So dwelling here in the stillness of this moment, we can be a lake in silence now, affirming our ability to hold an awareness and acceptance right now, all our qualities of mind and body, just as the lake sits held, cradled, contained by the earth. Reflecting sun, moon, stars, trees, clouds, sky, birds, and light. caressed by the air and wind, which bring out and highlight its sparkle, its vitality, its potential, moment by moment. So in the time that remains before the end of this practice, in a couple of minutes, continue to sustain the lake meditation on your own, in silence, moment by moment, being in the lake with its own storms and moments of peace. And as we come towards the end of this practice, know that you can return to the lake anytime you wish. So after the next full round of breath, just slowly lowering your chin to your chest and reacquainting yourself to the space that you're in. I'll just give you a couple of minutes of quiet again, just for a little bit of reflection. Or if you want, you can get up and have a walk around, you can have a stretch, whatever your body might need. And then we'll come back for the final practice in a couple of minutes.
So our final practice this evening is called Walking Without Labels. So in this practice, you'll be walking in your mind's eye, but where you walk is down to you. Could be a forest, by the sea, in a park, in your garden, or anywhere else you want to walk. You don't need to decide just yet, as you'll have a period of silence as you settle your body and mind to decide where you want to walk. So just finding a position that's comfortable for you. So begin to let go of tension and relax your body. And scan your whole body for any tense spots, bringing your attention to these areas. Allowing the tension to gradually melt away and disappear with each out breath. So breathe in relaxation, breathe out tension and fatigue, and feel your body and your mind sinking more and more into deep relaxation. Bring to mind your chosen area in which to walk during this practice. And as you start to walk in your chosen area, listen to the sound that your feet make with each step you take. Depending on where you're walking, the sound may be loud or it may be quiet. Just allowing your feet to walk. And you may know the route you're walking and have a destination in mind. Or you may simply walk with no set route and no destination in mind. Breathe in the fresh air, fill your lungs, and now exhale. Breathing out all the air, feeling refreshed, taking another revitalizing breath in, and breathe out completely, letting your body relax further. And then you continue to breathe naturally as you walk through your chosen area.
And often we walk through life, through each day in the various roles we have. We're given labels by others. And we may also give ourselves labels. So in this practice, we can walk as we are, not having to be anything in particular, not having to be attached to labels that we may have during the day, either given by others or given by ourselves. So listen to the sounds where you're walking. There may be birds singing, trees swaying in the wind, water trickling, bees buzzing, the ebb and flow from waves, a gentle blowing breeze. No matter where it is, your body relaxes more and more as you walk. You feel your muscles relaxing and lengthening. As your arms swing in rhythm with your walking, they become loose, relaxed, and limp. Feel your back relaxing as your spine lengthens and your muscles relax. Feel the tension leaving your body as you admire the scenery around you. And become more aware of the sounds arising. And your legs and lower body relax as well, feeling free and relaxed. And as you walk, feel that connection with the earth beneath you. And with each step you take, sense into your body just as it is right now. Just noticing how it feels walking along today and how you feel in your body. And with each step, try to let go of the labels that you may usually carry with you, letting go of them more and more. Just noticing how it feels just to walk as you. No labels that you've given yourself, no labels that you've been given, even your name. Just let go of them all. The ones you dislike and don't like being labeled with, and even the ones that you do like. Perhaps you could try walking freely, letting go of them all and just enjoying the walk. No attachments, no things you need to hold on to. Just walking freely as you, letting go of all the worries and anything else that's on your mind. Feeling at one with nature to just be free. And stop for a moment to feel a connection with the ground beneath your feet. Feel the solidity of this connection. What do you hear? What do you smell? You're growing tired from your journey, so take the weight off your feet and sit down. Touch the ground beneath you. What do you feel? Is the ground hard, soft, warm, cool? Your body feels pleasantly tired and heavy. You feel so relaxed, calm, at peace, in unity with nature around you, just you and nature. Enjoy your chosen place, the sights, the sounds, the smells, no labels. No attachments. And it's time to leave your chosen place but know that you can return in your imagination whenever you like. So slowly begin to awaken your body. And as you reawaken, keep with you the feeling of calm, peace, and relaxation. Gently starting to wriggle your fingers and toes to wake up your muscles. Maybe shrugging your shoulders or stretching, giving yourself a glass of water or something else, or even a hug in gratitude, giving yourself time to listen to this or be a part of this practice, this session. And I read the closing poem. It's called The Things I Can't Do by Laura Ding Edwards. The things I can't do make up the best bits of me. I can't go in a lift, but I can raise spirits that are downtrodden, empty, and solemn. I can't travel far, but I can show you places in your soul you didn't believe existed. I can't fly, but I can fix your wings and what you saw. I can't stop feeling, but I will feel everything with you so you're not alone. I can't sleep, so I will sit with you under the blanket of your twisted, tormented nights and wait for light to come. I can't forget, but I will create memories with you that may we never want to. I can't, but I can. So I hope you've enjoyed taking part in this session, whatever time of day that is you're taking part.